coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, and our apologies in advance, because every now and then, I like to go down the rabbit hole, and whatever was intended for the show goes out the window, flying out the window.
So, we got four nice windows right here, three out, if I can do math,
out
gone.
The window. Bad sports builds fans. And you have...
True.
Right,
fandom is built in the lean years.
Right, like that I couldn't, the Senators were so bad that I had to have a sense of humor as a sports fan. I had the...
Come to grips or come to tears.
The bottom of the NFC East Redskins,
mm-hmm.
Right? Albeit, mind you, they had Hall of Famers at every skill position.
They did.
Bottom of the division every year. Then, baseball season. Hooray! No. Last in the division. Look, Royals fans, you had your moment. The Senators did not win in my lifetime. They did not win in my lifetime.
No, they did not. They didn't even make an honest effort at it, really.
Okay, so before we get back into the pool, would you please let... our friends at the Mercado know that we love them.
We do love them. We love their beef. We love their pork. Love their chicken. All of it. Every type of meat, every type of cut, as the illustrious Jay Foreman would say. Big thanks to Mike, who swung by, dropped off some beef jerky for us. We are well-fed. We are happy. It was hickory smoked. It was garlic and herb. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Also 168th and Maple.
We will give away a care package of beef jerky. We'll give away two care packages. I've got them all set, so we will do that. I will do this if you can tell me. This is gonna be good. There are players on the Supernovas whose dads played in the NFL. There are players on the Supernovas whose dads, plural, played in the NFL. If you give me one of those, the very first one that gives me the name of the Supernovas player whose dad played in the NFL.
Chubby Rhino is so close.
You're close.
But
wrong sport. Wrong sport. We'll get there. You were close. I can tell you that one of them, their dad played for the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah.
Sounds like someone else I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thing. So we were talking about... Oh, by the way, sidebar. One-on-one tonight will feature two Supernovas.
Mm.
One being Hristina Vujkova, one of the great middle blocks in the world. And she happens to play for the Supernovas. And then... Maggie Cartwright from Arkansas, and her introduction to Nebraska was in the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's played her way into the rotation for the Omaha Supernovas. So we will have them from 6 to 7. We'll give away some tickets.
That will be on stream as well. Royals hits at 6. Yes. So if you want one-on-one with DP and the Supernovas, that will be Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Allo961.
Yes, yes, yes. So we were talking bad baseball and how you become fans of a team. And really, we didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice because the Senators weren't on TV. They were on the radio. And they weren't very good. So we would get to see them on national TV once a year when Frank Howard or Dick Bosman would make the All-Star game. And you'd see that... They had lovely uniforms. Lovely.
The Senators or the All-Stars?
Senators. Senators, back then, you wore your team's uniform into the All-Star game.
Don't know why we got rid of that.
Yeah, I don't understand either. I'm a big fan of that not be the whole thing. Jurevicius is not with the Supernovas.
No. Not with Nebraska anymore.
Right. So, right. How about that?
Did meet Joe. Nice guy, by the way.
Yeah. Very good. Very good guy. I would imagine that there are listeners who are old enough to remember the Royals only on the radio.
That's my dad.
Right? That you had to find it. And if you were in the wrong part of the house, signal didn't come in. You had to maneuver. So every one of your parents and grandparents had a place in the house that was for designated sports listening. Mm-hmm. I had to listen to the Redskins on the radio before I was old enough to go. And thank goodness I had an amazing uncle. My uncle Melvin, who we called him Bruh, because he was my sister's bruh, and that's what they called him. So my uncle brother was an immaculate sports fan. He was deep with it. He was intelligent. Was probably, in my mind, he was good enough to be on the Pro Bowlers tour, because that's what we were doing. He was amazing. Worked for the federal government for, you know, some 35, 40 years. Mm-hmm. Military, Department of Defense. He would drive from D.C., right next to RFK Stadium. He would drive from D.C. to Virginia to pick me up, to take me back to RFK, to watch the Senators drive me back to Virginia, and then back home. Mm. That kind of love resonated, that he cared enough for me to know what this thing was. And it was amazing. Now, back then, again, and I hate to be the old guy to tell it, it was better then than it is now. But when they gave away stuff at the game, they gave away stuff. So he would pick the games where they gave out bats. And when I say they gave out bats, it wasn't those small little handheld, no, full-on Adirondack 34-inch bat.
Pine and maple.
Bats, man, bats. And the sound that 30,000 bats made on the back of a chair still resonates.
Still got the ringing?
Right. Like, I'm trying to imagine Royals fans. Like, I knew that there were some cities that giving them bats was a bad idea.
Philly.
Philly. Can't always, right? Really? Like, Philly and New York come to mind right
immediately.
Away. Immediately. That the places that should not have full bats. They gave out authentic hard shell batting helmets.
Woo! Alongside the bats?
On another night.
Okay, thank goodness.
On another night. And then they would give you baseballs. Official Major League Baseball, Austin. Austin.
Yeah.
You giving every bad kid in Washington, D.C. baseballs. To a team that's going to lose 100 games.
Some marketing department didn't quite get all the way through the ramifications past, hey, what if they win? If they win, we're good.
We're good.
Anything past that, nope, we're not planning for it.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, Austin, there were some nights, man, I remembered, and I just thought, there is no place I'd rather be than RFK Stadium when they're giving away stuff for people to throw back on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that must have been part of the plan. Was, hey, we'll give out 10,000 baseballs. We're going to get 9,000 of them back, because the fans are terrible human beings. But, hey, rightfully so.
Did you like RFK because of the stadium itself? Did you like RFK because of what it represented, like you're saying, with the relationship with you and your uncle?
Here's what I know to be true. The image of, so you know the scene from Rudy where the dad goes into Notre Dame Stadium for the first time and he sees it in color for the first time, right? Mm-hmm. because a lot of TVs at the time were black and white. So to see it in color was a thing. And he said, it's just so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. That was not RFK Stadium. That was, nope. When they tell you, when you know the scene, the moment in Redskins Cowboys lore in the playoffs, NFC Championship or playoff game, where the stadium is rocking, they're chanting, we want Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Architecturally, that shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen. The stadium moving with a portion of the 60,000, let's say 10,000 of them, jumping up and down in a building that is not built. Yes, it was on the bleacher side, but still shouldn't. Here's the thing about RFK. RFK, it fully admitted, it knew itself that it was not elite.
Mm.
So they built FedEx.
Yeah.
But FedEx, in its elite arrogance, is worse than RFK. Because you could go to the bathroom on the fourth floor of FedEx, it will reach you on the first floor.
Hey, it's raining all the time. I thought it was a day game. Not cloud in the sky.
Just listen. I loved it because of the memories of what happened there. Terrible turf.
Mm.
Terrible turf. I clearly remembered them spraying the dirt green.
Nice.
Like, hey, they're not going to notice.
Nah.
Grass? Grass is for high schoolers.
Dirt is for the men.
What is wrong with you? So, and the fact that it was, again, in the era of the multi-purpose stadiums, RFK was both for the Redskins and the Senators. Mm-hmm. So they had, there's a watch company called Longines. I believe that's what it was, Longines. L-O-N-G-I-N-E-S, Longines. I think that's what it was. And I only remember it because in RFK Stadium, at the end to the right, in dead center field, was this monstrous clock. This clock had to be 30 feet tall.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we remember the stories because there's stories of Harmon Killebrew and Mickey Mantle just hitting bombs into this clock, right? Just hitting bombs into it. And next to it, okay, I remember Schaefer Beer. Schaefer Beer. There was this big sign instead of it. So that was fine for either season except Austin. Like most multi-purpose stadiums, a quarter of the field is dirt. It's the infield. And, oh, it was terrible. And then they would do this thing just for grins and giggles. In the middle of, like, August, they would book, like, the biggest concert you could possibly imagine in 95-degree heat. Put a full stage on top of the grass.
And the spray-painted dirt.
Dead. Dead. Dead.
Well, no, my family went to a Royals game a couple of years ago right after a concert. This was like June, July. Like, what are we doing? You can tell where the chairs were. You can tell. You didn't put a tarp down or anything to save this poor grass that your groundskeepers worked so hard on? I don't know if the RFK or FedEx people worked as hard on their grass as the Kauffman Stadium people do theirs. I felt bad for them.
There was a Beach Boys concert.
Oh,
and
that's a big one.
Oh, it's huge. And literally 2 years later, they moved it to the mall because they're just like, okay, we can't just screw up everything. So yeah, like what happened in the stadium made it the stadium. The memories of watching. I mean, I watched Sonny Jurgensen, Charlie Taylor, Bobby Mitchell, the tail end of Bobby Mitchell, Larry Brown, Pat Fisher, Ron McDowell, Huskers all up and down the roster. I got to see George Allen do his thing, Joe Gibbs do his thing in 100%. And the beauty of it was that they were heroic in ways. I mean, Sonny Jurgensen, Billy Kilmer, Joe Theismann, all the way through. And then they moved to FedEx and just, it was done. Like it was just done.
Did you see the Theismann leg thing?
Yes.
Live? You
so did? I was sitting on the 20-yard line. Shout out to Jamie Carrington and his dad, Fred, who took me to that game on a Monday night. And what I remember at the time, and I hate that I don't think I'm talking outside of school, that Joe Theismann was dating Kathy Lee Crosby, Wonder Woman at the time. Wonder Woman. Now, Austin, sidebar. Tell me how cool it was to have your starting quarterback dating Wonder Woman.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah, yo.
You think Travis Swift or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce a big deal?
Right, like
nah.
Right, it was a big deal. It was awesome, but the leg break was a thing that we weren't prepared for. We were not prepared for that. From the text line, this is DP. In 1973, my dad took me to Veterans Stadium a half dozen times to watch the Phillies. Best and worst memories. And lessons of humanity or lack of best damn memories. 100. Like, I think that as fans, the thing that we love, and I would love to hear about, okay, so in order to talk about, like, RFK, I can talk about the best, but then to talk about the worst. That, yeah, Gus Frerotte's headbutt, 100%. 100% just trying to understand what were you thinking. And Gus and I, we talked a few months ago. And it's
that was
a
Gus.
Thing. Gus, amazing. He's actually leading the NFL Players Association network.
Nice.
So Gus is doing very well. Good spirits, great beard right now. He's sporting a monster beard. Good on you, Gus. Good on you. Yeah, I mean, all of the memories. Like I could go through and say that RFK Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, not this Memorial, but Baltimore Memorial Stadium. Erickson Stadium in Charlotte, the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, places that I watched substantial amount of games over a period of time. You have the great memories that have to negate the bad thing about the stadium that exists that you have to kind of, okay, it's a wart. Still a nine, but it's a wart. There's a wart involved. So I'll ask you, what's the best, what is your favorite moment at Memorial Stadium?
My favorite moment at Memorial Stadium.
Like you said, the PBA No Sit Sunday was the best moment you could think of at PBA.
I wasn't there for that one, though.
Okay. What's the best moment that you were at? Text line, let me know. Your favorite moment at Memorial Stadium. Not okay. Volleyball.
Right. Oh, man. Oh, duh. I was at the Nebraska-Michigan State game Mike Riley's first year. The year Michigan State went to the college football playoff, and Nebraska beat him. I was sitting northwest corner, so right above the tunnel, and that's the corner Brandon Riley caught that touchdown in. Yeah. One row in front of us, there's a Michigan State fan and his Nebraska buddy. Hearing their conversations back and forth throughout the game was great, but without a doubt, it's Nebraska-Michigan State 2015. I was in the stadium for the Miracle against McNeese State.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should never gotten to that point.
My mind
Tommy Armstrong's run against Oregon.
The text line is blowing my mind right now. The text line is blowing my mind right now. Are you telling me that the uniformly, unanimously, the greatest moment to ever happen at Memorial State? Every single texter said the same thing. And it is not what I thought.
This is textures of a certain age. I can about imagine how old these people are. Because
wow!
Because, well, I know my dad would say a Colorado game in the 90s. But maybe an Oklahoma game, Oklahoma State potentially. But I'm pretty sure my dad has told me some of those early to mid-90s Colorado games are up there for him. But this game, DP, for people that are probably that generation after the championships, that's the moment because it was two moments in one. Yep, yep, Big Bang Hank, yep. That's what I would have guessed.
Everybody, 35 to 45. So, yep. This generation, the greatest moment at Memorial Stadium in Husker football is Alex Henry's 57-yard field goal against Colorado. That's it.
And then Sue with the pick six, and he curb stomps Cody Hawkins on his way to the end zone. You have to tie those two together.
My mind is blown. You could have put 10 things on the list and said, pick the least likely thing to be the biggest moment that fans will remember. And that's what I would have picked because, to me, field goals are almost the exclamation point and not the thing. Because there's usually a play on the drive or a thing that set it up or a thing that set up making the field goal matter. This is phenomenal.
Well, you know the context behind Alex Henry.
Okay, so tell me why this is a deal.
Okay, so obviously school record, but that's secondary here.
Okay.
It's Colorado. They're annoying. Alex Henry, I believe, went to Omaha Burke. He was a local kid. He's fine. But Bo called the timeout, and he was going to punt. The lore is that little Alex Henry, you know, not muscle-bound, not ripped up, not a hero by any stretch of the imagination, says, "Nah, coach, I got it." From 57, school record against Colorado. But then the other part of that is what happened next. Because you tie in local legend Alex Henry doing something that hasn't been done before in school history to Ndamukong Suh that next drive.
Yeah.
You tie the local legend with the hero for guys of my generation making one of the defining plays of his Nebraska time. And he did it against Colorado. No, it's not one of the, all-time Nebraska championship runs or plays, but that struck a huge emotional chord for people of that generation myself.
So I'm going to, what I need to figure out is, okay, so, and just specific to Memorial Stadium, now the Westerkamp Hail Mary catch, the Crouch reverse, and there's some great text.
Can you stunts,
read,
yep.
Right? Can you read his text on that?
34-27?
Yeah.
Black 41, flash reverse. I was told Stunts was going to throw a pass to Crouch the night before the game. Told my friends and they laughed. And when it happened, we all ended up about five rows from where we started.
So there are three plays. Right? Three plays. Am I missing anything? The Virginia Pirate.
Yep, that was that same game. Yeah, 94 Colorado. Was a big one.
Michigan State game.
Yep.
Miami 2014-ish.
Okay, so that's an interesting one because that would have been 2013? 14?
He said 14-ish.
Yes, because so, I remember I missed the game at Memorial Stadium. I wanted to stay home and watch it on TV. I didn't have tickets or anything.
Yeah.
But darn mom and dad made me go to homecoming instead.
Oh, my.
So he DVR'd it, watched it later. But Randy Gregory was there. Amir went off in that game. Brad Kaya was the Miami quarterback. It got nasty. Like, not like 1994 nasty, but like, hey, these two teams haven't seen each other in 20 years, and we're pumping up the history today. A little nasty.
Let me be clear so that I do not want to misunderstand this. Oh, my goodness. Alex Henry's 57-yard field, and I get that that's a moment, right? It would equate to if Scott Norwood hits it or Florida State, you don't go wide right. I get it. But to make it equal is that Mark Mosley won the NFL MVP hitting his whatever 26 consecutive field goal in a row in a snowstorm in a game on national TV against the New York Giants, and it's nowhere near one of the great plays at RFK Stadium. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even the greatest play that day. The greatest play is Joe Theismann on a reverse getting out front and leading the block for Joe Washington and going to touchdown and chipping his tooth and getting on national TV with Jack Buck talking about, look, I'm a hog now. That's I wow. My mind's blown. We're going to throw a break. Text line, again, I appreciate y'all because, again, sometimes the classroom, like the teacher gets taught, and I want to learn, right? And the fact that any day I can go down the text line will give me information. But I did not expect Alex Henry to be the highlight of all highlights at Memorial Stadium.
For this generation.
Maybe they're the key. Maybe the old heads don't text, but my goodness gracious, 402-464-5685. You can call if you want. I will take calls. Harrison's back there. I will tell him to pump the brakes and answer the phone. If you have some explanation for what, give me like that, and only call if you were in the stadium that day. I need the greatest moment in the stadium that you were in. You were actually at. And tell me about it. We'll take two calls. First two callers we'll take. We'll go to break. More old school when we come back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.